AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot took an extraordinary step in its final public hearing before next month's elections. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
We must seek the testimony under oath of January 6th Central Player.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney and the panel voted unanimously to subpoena Donald Trump.
He is required to answer for his actions.
Chair Benny Thompson acknowledges it's a serious action, which is why the panel voted in public. It came at the end of a hearing featuring vivid, previously unseen video.
Can you get the Maryland National Guard to come too?
Of Senate Chief Chuck Schumer and other top lawmakers calling for help during the riot. There was also information about what tipsters told the Secret Service about extremist groups coming to Washington.
Their plan is to literally kill people.
Adam Schiff says the agency and the president knew there would be violence. All the while, Elaine Luria says Trump kept up his big lie.
His intent was to deceive.
To stay in power by any means, directly leading to the assault. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court said no to former President Trump's plea to step into the legal fight over the FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate. Big gains today on Wall Street, the Dow up 827 points, despite a worse-than-expected report on inflation. In Los Angeles, President Biden says a lot of people are hurting, but the latest report shows progress.
Overall, inflation was 2% over the last 3 months. That's down from 11% over the prior 3 months. That's progress, but a lot of it is a result of getting the cost of living at the gas pump down.
South Korea says North Korea fired another missile and flew warplanes near its border. A jury in Florida sentenced Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz to life in prison without parole. This is AP News. Ukraine says it shot down Iranian drones used in the Kyiv area and in the southern part of the country.
Overnight, Ukrainian forces downed Shahed 136 drones that were flying above Odessa and Mykolaiv. In Kyiv, the drones hit an infrastructure object, starting a fire but caused no casualties. Ukrainian authorities believe Russia has invited Iranian instructors to help to operate the drones. Ukraine also says the Iranian instructors are based in occupied regions of Kherson and Crimea, where they conduct training of Russian troops. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Purdue University student was charged with murder in the stabbing death of his roommate, whose body was found by officers sitting in a chair in their campus dorm room. Police say two police officers shot and killed in Bristol, Connecticut, were apparently drawn into an ambush by an emergency call about possible domestic violence. A third officer was wounded. Police say the suspect in Connecticut was shot and killed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.